KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight Eastern Time, President Trump's tariffs kicking in. 25% on goods from Canada and Mexico, an additional 10% on goods from China. It'll jack up prices for food and groceries. Jay Young, an oil industry expert, expects you'll soon be paying more at the pump, too.
Everything's going up in price across the board, but I still do think that we're going to see some increase in prices, especially gasoline prices moving forward.
Major stock indices plummeting after the president announced he's going forward with the steep tariffs. The S&P 500 suffering its biggest loss since December, down 105 points. State of emergency in South Carolina. Crews battling more than 175 wildfires across the Carolinas. More than 4,000 acres have already burned. In Rome, a vigil in St. Peter's Square for Pope Francis, back on a ventilator after the Vatican says the Pope had a setback in his recovery from pneumonia. This is ABC News. Nationwide protests over the federal workforce layoffs. ABC's Rena Roy has the latest.
Federal workers taking to the streets, fighting against the mass firings of government employees as the Trump administration works to shrink the federal government. And the Social Security Administration, which provides key benefits to older Americans, saying it plans to cut 7,000 workers.
The Department of Government Efficiency says it has saved $105 billion, but experts say that number cannot be verified. The site has only posted 30% of the supporting receipts. Rena Roy, ABC News, New York.
An overnight fire at a strip mall in Littleton, Massachusetts, involving the destruction of more than half a dozen Tesla charging stations. The power company had to cut electricity before firefighters were able to put it out. Littleton Fire Chief Steele McCurdy.
The fire breaking out Saturday. You could hear those winds whipping as it quickly grew to more than 1,600 acres.
It's considered to be an intentional fire. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Bucks head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena tomorrow night at 6:30. They beat the Mavericks in Dallas 132-117, but guard Kyle Kuzma limped off the court in the first period. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he twisted his ankle. Kept going. We were happy we didn't have to bring him back in, though.
Is that something you just kind of have to evaluate?
Yeah, I have no idea. They don't think it's a bad one, but you don't really know until the next day.
College hoops. UW-Milwaukee with an 89-67 win over Detroit Mercy to lock up the number 3 seed in the upcoming Horizon League tournament. 11th ranked Wisconsin losing to number 8th ranked Michigan State 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard on losing to the Spartans.
And yeah, we got a lot to play for in terms of seeding and Big Ten play, NCAA tournament and beyond, but you know, this, we'll learn from this. Maybe we'll see him down the road in Indianapolis or later in March.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Nora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Nora was the talk of the night as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Nora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances in the overnight as lows drop to the mid-30s, a light south breeze. Our rain chance continues on Tuesday in the afternoon, climbing to the mid-40s, a southeast breeze. Rain persists into Tuesday night, lows in the mid-30s. It's 36 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our seawash sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor, the twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she, with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith, your favorite substitute teacher, sitting in. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. What is the role of America? For what do we stand? This nation stands, and for what? What is our purpose? What is our meaning? What is our role in the world? What is our relationship to other nations? What promises do we keep? What alliances do we honor? What is our promise worth? Why does it matter if we have alliances? Why does it matter if we make promises? Why does it matter if we keep them? Why shouldn't we just go it alone? What good does it do the United States of America to have relationships with other nations? Why should we preserve the relationships that we have built? Why does the post-World War II order in the world even matter? Why does NATO matter? Why does the Western Alliance matter? Why does Europe matter? Why does the United States dollar being the global reserve currency matter? Why does it matter if this country can be trusted to do what it says and to keep the promises that it made prior? Why should, and why did we think for years that to some degree, at some measure, partisan politics ended at the ocean shore? Why do we honor the golden door to the country? Why does it matter? Well, there's a few things. First, some historical context. I was looking at countries that had won their independence, and I found it, I was in South Africa, and I was thinking a lot about colonialism and the role that Europe played in the development of the modern world, the role the United States has played in the development of the more modern world, and then looking way back. And before being in South Africa, I was in Egypt. And that's really ancient stuff, right? Then you're looking at stuff that's not 200 years old, not 2,000 years old, but 5,000 years old. And made me do... you can't call it a deep dive on world history unless you spend a lifetime at it. But, you know, more than a few hours I dove. And here was something that I noticed. So when do countries celebrate their independence? When did countries win or earn or declare their independence across the world? I went and looked back. I will share this so Sue Stack can share it as well. I'm looking at thoughtco.com, independence birthdays for every country, and it lists the birthdays. And from the before Christian era of BCE up until the 10th century, so let's call that recorded history up to 1,000 years ago. So that's a period of north of 1,000 years, north of 2,000 years. The first record was actually Japan in 660 BCE. There were six nations that declared independence and that celebrate now their independence from that period. Some of that couple thousand year period, multiple thousand years potentially, but at least, you know, 1,600, 1,700 years, six countries. In the next 500 years, there were eight: Hungary, Portugal, Mongolia, Thailand, Andorra, Switzerland, Monaco, and Spain. Okay, about 500 years, about eight. The next 200 years, about the same number, about eight. The last of those, the last one, you know, now we're up to about not quite 20, about 20, was the United States of America, 1776. So there are, what, 196 member nations in the UN? About easy number to remember, about 200 nations in the world that are considered as such, acknowledge themselves as such, about 200. So how many nations do we think had declared independence, celebrated their Independence Day, and tracked back that Independence Day in the last 200 years since we did? I asked a few people that question. I asked my dad, and I asked my wife, asked a couple people, and so they said, oh, I bet it's a lot. I bet it's like 50. I said, no, it might be as many as 100. And I said, 100 might have been my guess, because I knew it was a lot. 175. It's like basically all of them. Basically, every nation, it's a mild exaggeration, but not much of one. Basically, every nation in the world has declared its independence from somebody to become the nation that it is now. Of course, the nation state is a more modern invention. But nonetheless, to become independent, you've had to declare that independence from something. And almost all of the countries that exist in the world have declared their independence in the last 200 years. What that means is they've declared it since the United States did. What that means is, or what that reminds us of, is the United States did help start that fire. We are an early adopter. We were part of a really important spark that, because before us it was Nepal, before that us it was 1719 Liechtenstein, right? That Liechtenstein's independence did not spur the world into action. Apologies to my friends in Liechtenstein. But Rousseau and John Rawls later, and Hobbes and Locke, and the French, and the United States started thinking about, what do we mean by freedom? What do we mean by self-governance? What does it mean to have a social contract? What should a nation state do and be? Should it still have kings? And with that spark, with that shining light that was heard around the world, seen around the world, maybe it's the gunshots that were heard around the world, nearly every country in the world has guarded its independence since then. That's who we're supposed to be on the side of. What the United States is supposed to stand for, to love our country, the redemption story that is the United States of America, to value it, to truly love America, the idea that you're loving includes the idea of self-governance, includes the idea of independence, includes fighting against oppression. And the most stark, the most obvious, the easiest to define form of oppression is when a big foreign armed bully comes and kills your people to steal your stuff, take your land, murder your citizens, and try to gain and wield power. That is the starkest, most obvious form of oppression. That maybe then tied with slavery. And it took our nation about 80 years to start coming to grips with that. And we're still coming to grips with the fallout of it as southern states help foment a set of ideas that have now southernified the Republican Party and a bunch of the country. We haven't fully dealt with that. But that's the side we're supposed to be on. We're supposed to be on the side of independence, of freedom, of bending the arc of history towards justice. That's the side we're supposed to be on. So then there's a country, I don't know, let's say like Ukraine, speaking not so hypothetically,
2 minutes,
that has one of the biggest bullies with the biggest intelligence apparatus in the world, one of the biggest militaries in the world, that is still wanting to act like a colonial power, who didn't quite get the joke or felt the joke was on them of 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago, as more and more countries were declaring independence from Great Britain and then from Russia, from the Soviet Union. If a country like that gets invaded, we're supposed to be on their side. Now, there are tangible reasons for this, and we will talk about some of the tangible reasons for this today. We care about the dollar being the global reserve currency. We care about our promises being kept and other people being able to trust us. It garners huge benefits for everybody who lives in the United States, whether we recognize it or not. But even if you just go to a level of values, of what we stand for, this country is supposed to stand for that country that's getting picked on, rather than siding with the country that's picking on them. That what happened in the Oval Office last week wasn't anti-Ukrainian, and it wasn't merely pro-Russian. It was those things. But most importantly, at the most fundamental level, it was anti-American. It was un-American. It was contra what we're supposed to stand for, the good part. The reason we're worth rooting for, the reason Rambo gets to be a good guy, is because we're supposed to be on the side, not of the bully, but of the bullied. We don't always live up to that promise. And last week in the Oval Office, this country failed deeply to live up to that promise. We'll talk more about that. Right now, what I want to say is thank you very much. This is the Tom Hartman Show. We'll have your calls, 202-808-9925. We'll head to break. It is an honor to be with you. I'm Jeff Smith. This is your show. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What's Sue's last name? Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table? And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That matters.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Field of Greens. What's the unhealthiest meal or snack or dessert that you've eaten lately? I had pie last night. Your crazy schedule makes eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables impossible. We're human. As I just mentioned, I don't always eat healthy, and you probably don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens every day is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. We love the energy we get with Field of Greens. But most of all, we love the confidence that even if we have a cheat day, or we eat some pizza or pie, we can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition our body needs daily. The only Field of Greens makes you feel this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Let us get you started with our special discount, 20% off your first order. Just use code TOM at fieldofgreens.com. That's code T-H-O-M at fieldofgreens.com. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Patricia in North Bend, Washington. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, Jefferson. It's good to talk with you today.
Likewise.
I'm calling to say I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Good.
And I think there are so many Americans who feel the same way I do. So I just finished calling Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and my own members of Congress, and I told them that I want the Democrats to boycott the joint session of Congress tomorrow. I would love to see every single Democrat standing outside with a sign, and they would have lots of microphones and the news organizations, and they can say they're not going to go sit in that chamber and listen to Donald Trump lie.
I appreciate the call, and I empathize.
One more thing, though.
Go ahead.
I want everybody to call Congress and tell them what they want their Democrats to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because playing nice is not going to work. My husband said he thought it would be really cool if they all took whistles in there, and every time he lied, they would whistle. So there's plenty of things they can do, but sitting in there and playing nice is not going to solve this issue. It's not going to change anything. American people want to see the Dems standing up and fighting. We need to figure out how to make it obvious.
Patricia, you have raised, I think, a hugely important topic for today, which is what is the best sort of strategic pathway for Democrats to stand up and be in a position to push against the encroachments, both domestic and international, by this now kind of monotheistic, monoculture administration. And I want to dig into it because there's a couple schools.
Opinion?
Okay, go ahead. Last word for you, Patricia, and then I'll say
opinion?
Something.
What should they do tomorrow?
What I'll say is what I think we should do. What I'm going to do right after the break is talk about, there's two schools of thought. There's one school of thought is let the Republicans hang themselves. And there's real risk with that. The other school of thought is yours. It's shared by a bunch of people. James Carville is the one who said, let them hang themselves. Don't make yourself an even easier target. Be wary of the Reichstag fire. I want to talk about that after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But the quick answer, it's not what they do, it's what we do. We can show resistance. We'll be back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight Eastern Time, President Trump's tariffs kicking in. 25% on goods from Canada and Mexico, an additional 10% on goods from China. It'll jack up prices for food and groceries. Jay Young, an oil industry expert, expects you'll soon be paying more at the pump, too.
Everything's going up in price across the board, but I still do think that we're going to see some increase in prices, especially gasoline prices, moving forward.
Major stock indices plummeting after the president announced he's going forward with the steep tariffs. The S&P 500 suffering its biggest loss since December, down 105 points. State of emergency in South Carolina. Crews battling more than 175 wildfires across the Carolinas. More than 4,000 acres have already burned. In Rome, a vigil in St. Peter's Square for Pope Francis, back on a ventilator after the Vatican says the Pope had a setback in his recovery from pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated six times and won five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks head to Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena tomorrow night at 6:30. They beat the Mavericks in Dallas 132-117, but guard Kyle Kuzma limped off the court in the first period. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he twisted his ankle. Kept going. We were happy we didn't have to bring him back in, though.
Is that something you just kind of have to evaluate?
Yeah, I have no idea. They don't think it's a bad one, but you don't really know until the next day.
College hoops. UW Milwaukee with an 89-67 win over Detroit Mercy to lock up the number 3 seed in the upcoming Horizon League tournament. 11th ranked Wisconsin losing to number 8th ranked Michigan State 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard on losing to the Spartans.
And yeah, we got a lot to play for in terms of seeding and Big Ten play, NCAA tournament and beyond, but this, we'll learn from this. Maybe we'll see him down the road in Indianapolis or later in March.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances in the overnight as lows drop to the mid-30s, a light south breeze. Our rain chance continues on Tuesday in the afternoon, climbing to the mid-40s, a southeast breeze. Rain persists into Tuesday night, lows in the mid-30s. It's 36 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harv?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the Earl Ingram Show, Dr. Anthony Eastry to address the attacks on social services. Later, I have a very special guest who will join us to
the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
The smartest pathways for resistance. And I'm going to offer probably a little later in the show and focus on even more this week. I'm going to offer a somewhat oddball view of where I think the smartest energy can go. It's not going to maybe be where you think. Some of you may disagree, and that's fine. But as I've been turning this over in my brain, not only over the weekend, but over the past 10-plus years, getting on to 20 years. Oh, my goodness, 22 years? That's all right. I'm getting older. I've been processing what I think are the smartest strategic actions and therefore smartest strategic responses. And they might seem not as intuitive. But setting that aside for a moment, there are a couple schools of thought. One school of thought is that Democrats, and that very often people say, Democrats should blank. Storm out or boycott or whatever. There's boycottable conduct. What is happening right now to federal workers, what is happening right now domestically and internationally, and heck, all for the price of eggs, which is going up, not down, it was always a lie, is abhorrent, it is bad, it is anti-American, it is harm the United States of America, and it is all propped up by a media apparatus and a propaganda network unlike this country has ever seen. And in some respects, unlike the world has ever seen. So these schools of thought are one, you know, sort of the boycott school of thought, and the other school of thought, which aren't exactly, I mean, they're opposed, but they're not 180 degrees opposed. I don't want to just be a fight promoter, but is the James Carville view, who said, listen, it's done. Donald Trump is doing dumb stuff. He's going to pay the price of the ballot box. All we have to do is not trip over ourselves. His advice to Democrats is not get out. And he mentioned a particular, you know, liberal member of the Senate and said, the last thing we need is some liberal member of the Senate going out there and doing blank, give an easier target for the right wing. Just point at the conduct that is happening and let people watch that. And I think there's wisdom in both views. Before I go further, I want to make sure we take your call, because I think Bob wants to take one of the views, which is legitimate. Bob from Sandy, you are on the air.
Yeah, you just kind of addressed one of my ideas, and I'm not the first one to have it.
Sure.
I think we should be calling our congressmen and our senators and either boycott this speech on Tuesday, or if they do attend, get up and walk out when Trump starts to speak. We've got to start calling attention to this stuff. I don't think... And I, for lack of a better term, I don't think we should keep trying to be nice and follow all the rules, because it's kind of leading nowhere. And my other thought was, after what happened on Friday, I think we should change the first name of some of these people, from like Donald Trump to Vladimir Trump, Mike Johnson to Vladimir Johnson. And start making people question or think about, well, why are they calling him Vladimir? And maybe that would make them look into some of this about how we're being taken over by or becoming a annex of Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the call. I want to take out a couple more,
right,
and then I'll...
Thank you.
No, thank you. And I'll take a couple more, and then I'll respond. Let's go to Will from Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Will, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Jefferson. I am so far in opposition to Carville's view. Sure. Let me just lay. I think he needs to retire. But here's my suggestion for a strategy. Yes, the Democrats should go to the Third Reich's speech tomorrow night. Yeah, absolutely, they should go. And at a pre-planned time, they should all stand up and do the Musk swastika salute with one difference. Give them the finger and then walk out. And if that seems like goofy or over the top, we are a light years away from any normalcy at this point. That would not backfire. It would get people energized. The only people that are still supporting this monster at this point are never, ever, ever going to change. That would get normal walking around Americans saying, you know what, I'm with the Democrats. They need to fight back like our damn lives. We are at war, and they had better start acting accordingly. That's my opinion.
Appreciate the call, Will. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being part of the community. Here's what I will say. Where I agree pretty strongly is that we should not be polite for sake of politeness. We should not be nice for the sake of niceness or for the sake of decorum, for the sake of civility, that we shouldn't try to act normal for sake of normalcy. These are not normal times. These are not principled times. These are not moral times, not a set of moral principles that is leading what's happening in Washington, D.C., and we should not be constrained by worrying that some conduct would be out of the ordinary, because what's happening is out of the ordinary. So let me, anybody says, oh, that'd be too much. Oh, no, don't do that, because it'd be too much. But I'd say that's what's already happening is too much. So that's not the question. It's not, should we be polite or nice? Is it time to like put on the gloves or take off the gloves? That's not what I'm worried about. Or if I'm worried about it, I absolutely don't want people to think, oh, geez, I couldn't do that. That'd be too much. That's not what should be in our way. The question we should be asking is, what will be effective? What will yield strategic results? And that's a good question. Now, a bunch of people flipping off the president. It's a good question. People can make their own judgment. I'm not saying don't flip off. I'm definitely not saying don't flip off because it's not warranted. I am saying if you're gonna make your movie, if you're gonna make your play, if you're gonna make your little bit of theater, what do you want that theater to say? Who do you want to be the stars of it? And if it's me, I don't want it to just be politicians. Because I know there aren't politicians who have over blank approval rating. It's not because I want to protect them. It's not because I want them to protect themselves. I think they should be willing to go to whatever mats there are, go to whatever extreme measures they might go to. It's not because I think they should calm down. This is not a moment for calm. It is a moment for strategy and tactics and intelligence and scripting it like a movie you want to have. We know that in the civil rights movement, that TV images of fire hoses and dogs changed minds and hearts of people in America. That mattered more than some politician, some member of the U.S. Senate, some member of the U.S. House, that, by the way, most people haven't even heard of. There's not that many super famous elected politicians. And the ones there are, their approval rating ain't like what Ralph Nader's was in the early 70s, ain't like what a Pope's is, ain't like what a new activist, ain't like what a new activist who hasn't yet been tainted by the anti-activist anti-democracy communication propaganda machine. That who are the best messengers? Who do you want to have be the face of a counter movement? That to me is the first question. Second, something to keep in mind. On my mind has been the Reichstag fire. Now people know that story, right? So the Reichstag building in 1933. Was burned down. It was blamed on those who were resisting the new Nazi Party. And the Nazi Party used the Reichstag fire as an excuse to ratchet down even further. Now, that is an important message, because what we now know, and the reason I don't think we should be constrained
by that pro-democracy folks should not be constrained by normalcy, because we now know it is very, very clear that there's not a sense of principles, there's not a sense of normalcy, there's not a sense of sort of traditional whatever the heck that is constraining the current power apparatus. We have to get that through our schools. And I do believe with the callers who are coming in and say, oh, we've got to be willing to go blank, that I share pretty deeply that emotional instinct, because there we don't yet have a supermajority of the country. We don't even yet have a majority of the country. I don't even think we have a supermajority of people who voted against Trump. Maybe slight. But I don't think we have 49% of the country right now who has come to grips with how serious this is. That this isn't just a battle of politicians. This isn't just like, oh, it's Trump versus the Democrats. That's not the thing. In fact, one of the smartest things I read over the weekend it's been making the rounds among some strategic folks in D.C. I'll share some of the contents. Was actually saying, its comment was, don't focus on Trump. Got to make the tent as big as possible. What's actually happening with these dark enlightenment folks, what's actually happening with these Musk folks, what's actually happening with these Peter Thiel, Mark Andreessen folks, is a takeover of the American government, working with foreign oligarchs. It is so scary, so big, that we have to have a supermajority of Americans who come to grips with it to try to stop it. And so then what's the theater you need? What's the movie you need? What's the protests you need? What's the fire hose and dogs you need? What's the not Reichstag fire you need to be able to build the kind of coalition that will in fact defend America, will in fact defend democracy? What can we do that will get supermajority support? I know if somebody flips off the president, they will be channeling how I feel. They will get me nodding my head. They will get me cheering. They might even get me showing up to something for them. What's the thing that will get more and more Americans to buy into the idea that what's happening in the country right now isn't okay, that it needs to change? Here's my general thought of protesting. And by the way, we saw these rules being violated during the first Trump administration, and it didn't help. It was good to show rage. It was good to protest. But when we're doing it, and by the way, Gandhi figured this out, and Martin Luther King figured this out, I was just in South Africa, Mandela figured this out, that when you are resisting, when you are protesting, when you are being the opposition, act in a way that when people are watching, they think you should be in charge. That if it is the person asking for more power, or it's the movement asking for more power, or if it's the political party asking for more power, they should act in a way that when people watching, the people watching think those people should have more power. Those people should be more in charge. That doesn't necessarily mean politeness. Sometimes it absolutely does not mean that. But keep that in mind in your principles. Maybe that includes flipping people off. But ask the question and consider it. What will yield supermajority agreement that what's happening right now is not okay? And what will get a supermajority of people to look at the set of actors who are pushing for a new direction, saying, yep, those people ought to be in charge? Those, I think, are key principles. What I'm sure of is, don't just wait for politicians to do it, and don't just ask politicians to do it. Very often, the very best spokespeople are not politicians. Politicians are followers as much as they are leaders, and that's not me knocking them. Most people who comment have never had to stand for election, have never had to raise a dollar, never had to ask or answer a question, have never had to sit in a caucus room and negotiate a bill and understand that, like most haven't. Most journalists who talk about this stuff haven't. They've been spectators and writers their whole lives, and it's yet another barrier to people understanding what's going on. What I want to understand, as much as inside the buildings are powerful, outside the buildings are powerful. We have to build that strategy. It's not just what you want them to do, it's what you're going to do. It's what each of us are going to do. We're going to be back after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You are listening to Tom Hartman, 202-808-9925. We'll be right back.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite products are the sleep products. They're just great. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
to discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen of the body found in our cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so we can put it in anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable. Mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put this in our coffee every morning. We love it. Yes, Louise and I.
Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers. I think Tom's one of them. Has over 8,000 five-star reviews and 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients, or why am I having beverages with somebody else's bride? And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is getnativepath, getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get your Native Path. You too can have surprisingly shared beverages. We are back. I think we have time for another call before we go to break.
2 minutes.
Ziggy, you are on the air.
Trump is bad.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better myself, Ziggy. It's hard to, you can expand upon it, but it's hard to improve upon it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you said so Friday, and we need everyone who calls today and says hello to you instead of saying hello, say Trump is bad.
All
right. But why I called is tomorrow is a day of protest at noon. All across the nation, people are going out at noon to protest Trump. You can find out about a protest near you by going to 5051, and just click on the button that says find a protest, and you'll find a protest for yourself that you can go to. And quickly, my thought on what during the State of the Union address, what the Democrats should do is when Trump tells his first lie, Congressman number one, just stand up and yell, that's a lie. And then when he does a second lie, Congressman number two stands up and yells, that's a lie. And they keep on doing that through his whole speech. Every time he lies, somebody stands up and yells, that's a lie.
I hear your point, Ziggy. Thank you for the call, and I agree with you. Trump is bad. Tyrone, we got about 45 seconds. You're on the air.
Oh, man, not enough time in the world, but I appreciate you taking the call. I have a lot to say. We're living in a really, really tumultuous time in America. I don't think Americans are engaged. I think people are engaged in terms of their world. I think our young people need to be galvanized in this movement against what is happening in our country. And Dr. King said it best. He said that this whole idea of America was injustice anywhere is a threat to injustice everywhere. And, the MAGAs, the red hats, the people that voted for Trump that realize now that they didn't vote for this, they're going to pop up and pop out. And, I think that, our politicians, the government, the Republicans that are siding with Trump and are really afraid to speak about what they really should be doing. The roost is coming home, the roost. And it's going to be a tough time for us in America, but we're going to get through it. And in the words of Tom, Mr. Nader, Ralph Nader, he talked about there being a, probably likely, in terms of, one being one,
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-3.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Tom Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Everyone loves to say that they're Irish around St. Patrick's Day, but are you really? Honestly, are you? Well, if you're not sure, and if those pesky DNA tests kind of make you feel uncomfortable, then the Irish Genealogy Workshop on Monday, March 10th at the Brown County Library might be for you. This series is going to offer extensive information about the sources available to discover your Irish or Scottish roots. Registration is required. May the luck of the Irish be on your side, and head to WGBW.fm, click events, and maybe you won't make a liar out of those Kiss Me I'm Irish t-shirts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers, broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary